morning, everyone, and welcome to Ask Be Me, my personal journey blog about myself, an older woman that has finally come to terms with being diagnosed with Asperger's, and just kind of going over what it's meant to me, knowing that now, how it affects me now, and how it explains everything since I was a little girl. So today we're going to talk a little bit about Christmas, what Christmas means to me. Personally, what it's meant in the past and what it may or may not mean in the future. But Christmas for me, for a long time, I did what I call the holiday script. And that means is I followed the script that I was supposed to or thought I was supposed to follow for holidays. I, as an adult, decorated to the extreme. I started shopping way before, even before Thanksgiving. I never did a Black Friday. To me, that just doesn't make sense. It never has, it never will. Why would I want to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, go stand in line somewhere, and be absolutely annihilated by all of these other people who think that buying a TV for half off is the best gift ever? That just never made sense. Or buying the toy that every kid in America has to have. It just never made sense. But I also did a lot of family gatherings. I would buy 2 boxes of Christmas cards, send them out to people. Half of them I didn't even really know, but I felt I was obligated to send them out. Mass-produced Christmas cookies. Just everything that I thought I was supposed to do in following this holiday script. As a child, that's what I experienced in my home. We put up a tree. We did the whole Christmas photos. We all got matching pajamas. We did Christmas cookies. My mom would send out cards to everybody, would leave a gift for the mailman in the mailbox, would leave a gift for the paper boy at the door, the Avon lady got, I mean, just everybody got something, and I adopted that mentality. I adopted that script that said I had to do all these things for all these people no matter what. And then I got older as an adult. I still kept that tradition, and then I had kids, and it got not out of control, but it got to me a lot physically and emotionally. I had at one point, we had a huge house too, but at one point I had 4 Christmas trees that I put up all over the house. I had Christmas wreaths that I put on every single door, not only on the outside of the house, but on the inside. I baked tons of cookies and would bring them to work. I would make tons of Christmas loaves and bring them to work just to give away and share. I would leave a gift for the mailman. I would send Christmas cards to the car mechanic. I would just do all these ridiculous holiday things that I thought I was supposed to do. And then we had family, and then we had his side of the family that we had to visit and coordinate with and buy gifts for, and then we had my side of the family to coordinate and visit and buy gifts for. And, over 2 or 3 day span, we were going to 5 different houses, and it was a lot. Or everybody came to our house, and it was a lot. And I know that there were several times that by the end of the day, by 6, 7, 8 o'clock, I just had it, and I would so want to just retreat into my room under the covers and hide until the next day, but I couldn't. I was a young mom with 4 kids, and I never had that opportunity. Now, as I've gotten older and single mom, I now have my own little house, and I realized for the last 10 years that I can do whatever I want to do for the holidays. I don't even have to put up a tree if I don't want to, but I like to. I like the lights on the tree. I like the lights on the tree at night with all the other lights off. I like sitting there and just looking at all my little mom ornaments that I've collected over the last years and just smile as I look at them. I don't feel the need to go out there and make everybody happy as the script once told me I had to. For those of us on the spectrum, you understand when I tell you that there is a sensory overload. And for some of us, it might be one or two senses. For some of us, it's all of our senses. And I am one of those people where all of my senses are affected all of the time, everywhere I go, no matter what. So Christmas for me is an absolute sensory overload. At the end of the day, I do find myself retreating back to my room or somewhere to just sit there and be quiet, or out in the backyard. I just sit there and I watch the birds, or I just sit there and I listen to the traffic go by. I have to sit there and do nothing. People have often mistaken my lack of emotion as anger, as being a snob, as being condescending. And my lack of emotion overall means none of those things. So my lack of emotion at Christmas does not mean that I'm not appreciative of what you just got me. I am extremely appreciative and grateful for the fact that you thought of me enough to send a card, or you thought of me enough to actually get me a gift. Just because I'm not jumping up and down and hooting and hollering and giggling and smiling does not mean that I don't appreciate what you do. I do extremely appreciate everything. And my lack of emotions, especially at this time of year, are confusing to most. And I don't mean it to be. So Christmas for me is emotionally draining because of my lack of, if that even makes sense. I hope it does. The sensory overload, I can't stand shopping to start with. So to go shopping during the holidays, again, it's about a 20 to 30 minute outing, and then I have to go. I have to go. I have to get back in my car and go. We were at one of the big box craft stores a couple weeks ago, and we weren't even there for Christmas stuff. We were there for, I don't know, paint or embroidery floss or canvas or something for art. And as you all know, the first thing that greets you when you walk through the door is all Christmas. And it was overwhelming to see all of the Christmas wreaths and all the Christmas ornaments and 5, 6, 8, 10 Christmas trees all set up with lights and all of the statues you can put outside and all of the stuff you can put inside. It took me literally 10 minutes to walk through that area just to see. But then after that, I was drained, so much so that I had to hurry through shopping for what I was truly there for, because I my body had already had it. So visually, it's overwhelming. Auditorially, I hope that's a word. But the sense of hearing is overwhelmed as well, because it's Christmas music. It's the hustle. It's the bustle. It's the kids crying. It is all of the noises that most people don't even acknowledge. To me, they are fivefold over the holidays, and it's sometimes headache inducing. I leave wherever I'm at with a headache because it's too much. Noise wise, sensory of smell is talk about a headache. And I think most of you understand what I'm talking about when I say as soon as you walk through the doors, you are overwhelmed with the sense of cinnamon, with the sense of pine and balsam, with the scent of, God, the scent of Christmas. I don't know how else to explain it, but you guys understand what I'm talking about. The candles that are at the front of the store, you've got these pine cones. You've got this potpourri. You've got these sometimes fire logs. And I don't know how they do that, that are infused with I don't know what. But even going to the food store, it's just, ugh. The second you walk through, it's just, so the sensory overload is an overwhelming thing for me. I've minimized that at my own home. I don't do any of that stuff. I don't have scented candles at home. I don't have scented firewood. I don't have a live tree. I don't have incense. I don't have even sometimes soap. I don't know why someone would do that to themselves, but so Christmas has become very, not laid back, but very refined. It's just become too commercial for me. It's become too much a market thing. It doesn't need to be that way. I mean, Christmas is really recognizing the birth of Christ. It is recognizing that even the brightest of lives can start from the dimmest of environments, and that there is hope and joy in all of us. We just have to figure out how to bring it forward. I have refined my Christmas the last few years. I do have a tree with lights. I do have a string of lights along the fireplace. I do have one wreath on my door. And that's it. I don't put anything outside. Well, number one, it probably would disappear within 2 nights. But I don't think it's necessary to win the neighborhood contest. Does it make kids smile and laugh? Yes. But I don't feel it necessary for me to do that. I don't feel it necessary to adorn every corner in my home of Christmas. I no longer feel it necessary to bake 100 dozen cookies to hand out to people I just don't know. I bake them for ourselves, yes. I love food. I love cooking. I love baking. And every opportunity I can get, I bake something for the home. I no longer try and coordinate, you know, 5 different visits amongst, you know, 10 different groups of people. I no longer have to buy gifts for the mailman or the paperboy. It's just, you know, I do appreciate their service, absolutely. And every once in a while, I will hand the mailman something. You know, if it's a $5 gift card, but throughout the year, not just at Christmas, because it's throughout the year that they, you know, they help us out. I no longer feel the need to buy teachers' gifts. If there's a classroom gift, we'll participate. We'll support it. But I no longer buy individual gifts for the teachers from my kids. That's just not, I don't think it's right to start with, because some kids just can't do it. Some families just can't do it. And I don't think it's fair to make them feel inadequate. I don't know. Christmas has just taken on a different tone, especially this year, where we're not able to congregate like we usually do, but maybe that's a good thing. I think it makes us realize what's really, truly important. Is it really, truly the gifts and getting out there and shopping? Or is it acknowledging the fact that we should be grateful that we have the family that we have and let them know it every single day? Is it truly important to get up at 3 a.m. for that half-price TV? Is it truly, truly important to, I don't know anymore. I mean, 2020 is just absolutely, I think, revised life for everybody. That our new norm, we won't know until next year. You know, right now the norm is to stay within your own bubble and to really appreciate those that you can celebrate with. You know, I used to buy 2 boxes of Christmas cards every year and send them out to people I didn't even know. Co-workers I didn't even really know. doctors and hairdressers, and I see them what, twice a year, three times a year. I no longer feel it necessary to send those cards out. To my family, yes. And to those one or two special friends, yes. But other than that, I don't know. So for now, that's Christmas in my home. Refined, muted down, or not muted, but watered down. And more about making those around you know that they are appreciated and loved. And maybe next year will be something different. Maybe next year I'll be, vacationing somewhere else. I would love to be able to travel for the holidays and just experience Christmas in another country to see how they do it. I don't think, I know that most countries don't market Christmas as heavily as the United States does. They're more down to earth. But it would be nice to celebrate that and be in that environment next year. So until next time, again, I greatly appreciate you guys listening to Ask Me Me. I am overwhelmed and just ecstatic that you guys are listening. And if you have any questions or suggestions for podcasts, please don't be afraid to message me. I've noticed that they're all age groups listening, and it's kind of neat to know. It would be neat to know what the younger ones are thinking, or maybe what some of the older ones are thinking. Or maybe you don't have Asperger's or are on the spectrum, but maybe you're a parent or the spouse of somebody that is. Don't be afraid to ask. That's what I've always said. Don't be afraid to ask. What's the worst that can happen? You get a two-letter response back. So until then, happy holidays. Thank you.